Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Rebecca does the entertainment buzz.
What's trending now? Go! Kristen knows. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I do know, but I'm passing the e-buzz baton to you, Rebecca.
So JoJo Siwa isn't gay anymore. She's been delivered. Yeah, this is Rebecca. I feel like it's obvious that this is the news that I would want to talk about. So yeah, I'm taking over this e-buzz in Abby's stead, and this is what I think is important. But before I get into this story, we have to talk about something I know Abby will be dying to talk about, and that is someone bashing Blake Lively. So political commentator Megyn Kelly was asked what she was excited for on the red carpet for the Time 100 gala, and here is what she had to say.
Well, I'm definitely hoping for some sort of a selfie in the distance with both Blake Lively and Meghan Markle, since they provided me with so many hours of content.
There's a lot of controversy right now with Blake being on the Time 100 list.
It's a ridiculous joke. She shouldn't be there. She has no influence over anyone.
Right. I mean, what do you think of when you read headlines like every day about her?
I mean, I think she launched a fake Me Too allegation against him, and she's lived to regret doing it because virtually every allegation she has made has fallen apart. And so for her to be honored for doing that, to try to ruin a man over absolutely nothing, is a scandal.
Yeah, she doesn't have a soft opinion.
No.
No such thing.
Now, those that are in Team Justin would have that sentiment, but those that are Team Blake and they are out there, they're going to be like, it was very brave of her to come forward and to, you know, get justice for what she felt was allegedly what Justin Baldoni did. So that would be worthy of being a Time Person of the Year. It just depends on which camp you fall in.
I'm team settlement so we don't have to talk about it again.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, I just wanted to end. It could be with us, them, it don't matter.
So you know how the Free Britney movement took off? Maybe we should have the team settlement movement to get this put to bed.
Aren't they suing each other for like $400 million or something? Can't we come start doing like some kind of GoFundMe or something?
He is suing her for $400 million, yes.
In a world where people can't afford eggs.
Just to let this thing go away.
Just let it go.
Well, back to the gay stuff. On the latest episode of Celebrity Big Brother UK, the formerly lesbian JoJo Siwa said the show has helped her realize she's not a lesbian, even though she is a woman and she has a girlfriend. She said, I've always told myself I'm a lesbian, but I think being here, I've realized, oh no, I'm not a lesbian. I'm queer. I think that's really cool. I'm switching letters.
So old schooler here. That was a word you just didn't use back in the day. Mm-hmm. It was a derogatory word. And even now hearing it, I'm just like, ew.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what the definition is anymore.
Queer is sort of an umbrella term. Like it's like gay is kind of an umbrella term as well. Queer is something that the LGBT community reclaimed. It stopped being an insult and sort of became a qualifier for yourself. And it's something that I say about myself too.
Okay, because how do I phrase this? It seems like a derogatory term because when I think of something queer, I think of something weird. And mm-hmm. That's like the last thing I would want to be labeled as. Well, although I think weird is very cool.
Well, no, but I think that's the way it used to be looked at, whereas it's taken on it's a different definition now. And if you go to the Human Rights Campaign website, hrc.org, they have a glossary of terms if you are interested in like educating yourself and getting a better understanding. And according to HRC, genderqueer, it has genderqueer people typically reject notions of static categories of gender and embrace a fluidity of gender identity and often, though not always, sexual orientation. So people who identify as genderqueer may see themselves as being both male and female, neither male nor female, or as falling completely outside these categories.
So is this the same as the debate we've had about the N-word, where if you're black, N-word, totally acceptable, say it whenever you want, right? If you're in the gay community, though, you can use the word queer, but a guy can't go, oh, that dude's so queer.
I think that it sort of is similar. Obviously, I think it's way less flagrant, but because I feel like other people can say, okay, Rebecca's a queer person that I know, and that would not cause me any offense. It's obviously something that was used very directly as an insult that the LGBT community has reclaimed and made positive, but it is difficult because obviously it's used in such an insulting way today by so many people. Mm-hmm. So it's complicated. I guess it's hard to say. It's a very inclusive term that people have decided to make positive.
I have a quick question. Katie, I'd be interested in your opinion too. As members of the alphabet mafia, as you call it, when celebs with high profiles like JoJo say, I'm not gay anymore, I'm this, or Demi Lovato says, I'm not, you know, non-binary anymore, I'm she, her now. Is that a good thing for the community because it's bringing more education, or do you think that muddies the waters for the straights who are like, I can't keep up? Which you should do your research if you can't keep up. Let me tell you that. But I'm curious what the community thinks.
I am so glad you brought that up, actually, because I think that is such a great example where people need to understand that these things are not set in stone. They are fluid. So when Demi Lovato goes from she, her to she, they to they, them to back to she, her, I don't see that as attention seeking. I don't see that as she's confused. I see that as a person who is fully transparent about navigating their personal story with gender. And I think what straight people can really take from that is what queer people kind of have learned, which is that all this stuff is kind of fluid. It's more fluid and on a spectrum than people realize. So yes, it's annoying, but it's also kind of cool.
I'm trying to learn, but it's very confusing. We cut a bonus segment this week also because Rebecca was being called that she wasn't gay enough. Then there's too much gay, and then there's slightly gay. It's all very confusing to me.
Well, I'm so happy to have provided the most confusing queer e-buzz of all time.
Get it? The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You want to travel, you just don't have the cash right now. Man, it's expensive. It's expensive to travel. So I think we can help each other out here. So Burt's Big Adventure now is doing a raffle. We usually do this with a car. Right now we're going to do it with travel. They asked me months ago, where are some of your favorite places to go? And then let's do a raffle around it for Burt's Big Adventure. Burt's Big Adventure, again, is the trip we take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. So we have put together three great vacations for you guys for $100. Your raffle ticket is $100. And let me tell you what our samples are here. How about a five-night stay in a private villa? One of the most exclusive resorts, Casa de Campo Resort and Villas in the Dominican Republic. I was just there like last year. This place is awesome. Okay. And I can guarantee you can't get in there for $100 a night. Absolutely not. And that's five nights there. Danielle and Christina Lee have helped us out with that trip. That could be yours for $100, that entire trip. Six-night Walt Disney World vacation package, including your stay at a deluxe Disney World resort. Plus, we're going to hook you guys up with hopper passes for four from the amazing team at Withdrawals Travel.
Yeah, you definitely can't be going to Disney for no $100.
Nope. You can't buy three hot dogs at Disney for $100. And you're going to go there for six nights and stay in one of the premium hotels. We know how much that costs because we pay for it every year. You guys pay for it every year. Or this is the one I love right here. You could choose your own adventure anywhere in the world you want to go with a $7,500 gift certificate from Delta Vacation. Anywhere you want to go from Delta Vacations.
Anywhere.
So if you've ever had a bucket list, a travel bucket list, now if it's me here, I'm going as far as I can from Atlanta. I mean, it's $7,500. You want to go to like Australia, mm-hmm. Japan,
Somewhere I never heard of. That's where I want to go.
But for only $100, are you kidding me? So we're doing this raffle, but it's wrapping up pretty quickly. I'm telling you about it now because we're at the conclusion of it. April 30th is going to be the last day that you can get in on this. So it's $100 for any one of those packages. We're giving away some secondary gifts as well. But go there today. Go and buy this today for $100. Burt'sBigAdventure.org. Pick your vacation for $100 raffle ticket, and all of that money is going to Burt's Big Adventure.
My son threw me for a loop the other day when he came up and said, "Mama, are you pregnant?"
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
And why?
So this was this past weekend when I had the Easter brunch and everybody was coming over, and I wanted to look cute. And I put on like this flowy blue chambray dress, right? So chambray, if you don't know, it's like it's denim, but it's a light flowy denim, right?
Duh.
Everybody
know that.
You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very cozy dress, and I even cinched it with a little belt. I thought it looked super cute, right? And I'm standing in the kitchen cutting up strawberries, and you know, people are going to be arriving any second now. Jimmy walks up to me. And literally just those big brown eyes, which are mine, so it's like I'm looking into my eyes, walks up, looks at me and goes, "Mama, are you pregnant?" And I turn and I look at him and I go, "Excuse me?" as one would do. And he goes, "Do you have any points? Do you have a baby in your belly?" And I look down and I'm like,
mm-hmm. Oh, as if you didn't understand his question. Right?
And I was just kind of like, huh. No, sir, I don't. And I actually contemplated asking why he would ask that. But again, he's 4, he's a toddler. And to be honest, I didn't want to know the answer to that question.
I told you the time that this happened with Hayden and my friend Terrence.
He asked Terrence. No, we did not ask Terrence.
Terrence. Well, it was more about his belly than anything else. It wasn't really pregnancy. We're sitting on the beach, and at the time, Hayden must have been 3-4 years old, about the same age as Jimmy. And my friend Terrence is laying on his back. Comes up a bit of a belly. So Hayden says to him, "Are you going to push that in at night?"
What do you mean are you going to push that in?
Push his stomach in. What? Like, does it go down?
How do you sleep like on that thing? Oh, my God.
So 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. If you've ever been subjected to a child's cruelty.
And they don't even know they're being cruel.
They have no idea. They're just, from the mouths of babes. I do distinctly remember, too, when my nephew was super young. I remember Liam, he was probably around Jimmy's age now too. He was like 4, something like that. And he looked at my husband, Bart, and he goes, "Why are your teeth so yellow?"
Oh no.
Ouch.
Dang. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Good morning, Charlie. You are on the Burt Show.
I have 5 kids and I have an entire list that I keep on my phone of crazy stuff that they said.
All right, let's hear it.
I need to start doing that. Thank you for the idea.
I think Kristen used the word unhinged.
So my son, we were riding in the car the other day and he just randomly out of nowhere said, "I want to go to jail for a really good reason."
Wait, what?
And I said, "Like what?" And he's like, "I don't know, because I ate dynamite."
Okay.
Okay.
How old is he?
He's 12.
I want to party with that kid.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Another time, my kids were talking about Van Gogh and how he cut off his ear.
Yeah.
And my daughter said, "That's very upsetting. If I got a box and was excited to see what's in it, and it's an ear, I'd be really upset."
Yeah, she has a very good point, though.
Completely understand where she's coming from.
Yep.
And the last one, my daughter randomly came to me one day and said, "Bloody Mary lives in the attic. That's where she lives." And I was like, "Bloody Mary isn't real, baby." And she said, "She is my best friend." Oh, look, a snail.
That sounds about right.
Think I would stay out that attic.
Yeah, and you also might want to get an exorcist in the home.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. Thank you for calling, Charlie. Ray, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you for calling.
My child loves to give me humble reality check. He loves to grab my belly and say, "Mama, why are you so squishy? You feel like slime."
Oh, wow. Neat.
I'm like, oh,
Thanks. Uh-huh. Or the dimples in your thigh, the cellulite.
Yeah.
He loves to call that out.
Awesome. Have fun.
Keeping you humble.
Yeah, you call the lawyer, get him off that will. Good morning, Becca. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. How are y'all?
Fantastic. All right. The unhinged thing your kid said to you.
So it wasn't my kid. I'm only 25. Thankfully, I don't have a kid yet. But when I was babysitting, when I was younger, the kids were doing cartwheels in the living room. I said that I couldn't do one. And they asked me, oh, you can't do one because you're fat.
Oh, no. You're not even my own kid talking to me like this.
I know, right? I would have put him on restriction. I don't even know who your kid is. Vanessa, the unhinged thing your kid said to you.
I don't wear makeup very often, and one day I put makeup on because I was going out, and I came downstairs, and my daughter looked at me and said, why does your face look like that?
Oh.
And I said, like what? And then she just gestured with her hand and went, that.
Ouch. That's attitude right there, man. Essence, good morning.
Morning, Bird Show. Love you guys.
Thank you. Loving on you, too. What's up?
You. Okay, so I am a nana. I have two grandchildren, and my three-year-old granddaughter, while laying across my belly, grabs it, squeezes it, and goes, ooh, nana, you're going to have a big baby like mommy just had.
No.
Got to go back to your mother now.
And Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's
She's
have
bracing
it.
Herself and us for it.
Yeah. So my six-year-old nephew, his mother, my sister, is a lawyer. She practices family law. When we travel to see them, my husband is usually not with us because he works nights, so he's not with us all the time. So we go to the office. We're actually filling out my will, and we're sitting in there, and we're filling out the paperwork, and he looks up at me, and he says, TT, are we here so you can get a divorce?
Why?
How did they put that together? Yeah.
Because his mom is an attorney. He knows what that is.
Now I got it.
Okay.
Now I got it. Did Amanda tell you the story about Asa and Kenna? Oh, this is fantastic. So Amanda, my girlfriend, got divorced a while ago. And Amanda is living with her sister, Kenna. They also are living with their four-year-old, right? So Asa and Kenna, I guess, had some kind of four-year-old adult disagreement last week. So Asa will run upstairs and runs up to Amanda and goes, Mommy, do you know how you unmarried Dad? Can you unmarry Kenna?
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
So we got a celebrity on the line. Are we ready?
Yep.
All right. Cass, you want in on this?
Yeah.
Good morning. This is the Burt Show. Who is this?
I don't know if I should say now. I feel like if I just keep it to myself, I'll get the hockey sound again, and that'll be a hat trick.
Do you want that sound again? Because I can certainly do it for you.
Just give it to me one more time.
All right, here you go. There it is.
Radio magic.
Yeah, you earned it.
Yep.
I can't figure out from your voice, right, though, who you are.
This is Edwin McCain.
Oh, dude. Okay, 90, like a... Used to, I mean, hot in the 90s.
Okay.
I mean, we had you in studio here a couple of different times, and I know that you've been on our sister station, 99X. You have a great relationship with them also. This is really cool to talk to you.
Yeah, I talked to Leslie Fram about a month ago.
It's cool.
Going back in time all of a sudden. Look at all of us.
This is fantastic, man. Are you still touring? What are you doing?
I am on tour all the time. I have three children, so it's like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. Just as soon as I'm finished, it's time to start all over again. I got a new record out. We're going to be on tour with Train this summer. And as of last night, night before last, I got unmasked on The Masked Singer.
Oh, you did? Wow. Oh, okay.
What were you?
I was Nessie. I was the Loch Ness Monster.
I'm pretty sure it was the closest vote in Masked Singer history, right? It was like less than 1% difference.
I think that's a really nice thing they did for me to make me not feel butthurt when I was leaving. That was really nice, though. I had a good time.
You're the same guy that we had in here a while back. You're just the humble man. I've always appreciated that about you. Well, I'm glad that things are going so well, the new album. Aren't you like a little bit astonished that people follow you for all of these years and they're as enthusiastic about your music and touring now as they were 15 years ago?
Yeah, 35 years of doing this, and my wife always gives me a hard time because every year I give her the same speech. I'm like, I don't know how much longer this is going to last. And so this entire time I've had side hustles just in case the music business goes away. So I was like, during COVID, I was in an excavator moving dirt, running a land clearing business. And when that hit, I looked like a genius because I was like, you see? You don't know. So it's great. You know, honestly, especially the way the music industry has kind of morphed over the years. I mean, if 20 years ago, if you told me that we would be selling vinyl albums, I would have laughed in your face. Like, what? And yep, we're selling vinyl records again. That's a thing.
Fantastic.
So it's great.
You said you had three kids. I'm curious, are they at the age yet where they think do they know their dad's a rock star and that basically every girl from the 90s can sing your song? Or do you do things that they're just like, Dad, you're so cringe?
No, my daughter's 15 and she's got an incredibly good sense of humor. And so we have a lot of fun with that. My sons, I'm not even sure they know when my birthday is.
All these years you're not tired of touring yet, or do rock stars never get tired?
I mean, I like all of it. So I actually am also the bus driver, and I like the entire process. And I tell all the kids that I work with in younger bands, like, if all you like is the time on stage, then don't do this. Because that's the shortest part. Like, the time on stage is free. Like, I'm doing that because I'd be doing that anyway. What I'm getting paid for is changing generator oil and driving the bus and keeping everything maintained and, you know, keeping the same band and crew for 25 years. And, you know, if you don't love the whole thing, if you don't love it in its entirety, don't do this job at all.
Well, Edwin, we want to give you the opportunity, if you have a charity that you like to back. We sort of said, hey, if you want to come on with us, you can certainly plug any charity that you're involved in. Is there one specifically that your heart is with?
Yes. For decades now, I've been a champion of a little school here in Greenville, South Carolina called the Meyer Center. And you can go to meyercenter.org and see what they do. But they basically take developmentally challenged children and their families, and they reverse the diagnosis, and they give kids a new shot at life. And it's an incredible place. If you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, just go by the Meyer Center and ask them for a quick tour and change your life.
Edwin McCain, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
All right, continued success.
Thank you.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Sadie, so back to you here. So you're going out with this guy, and you're in that tweener stage right now where you don't want to show too much, but you also can't show too little. So where are you at with this?
Right. So about a month ago, I came on, and the last y'all heard, I was Bucky's Bound with this dude.
All right.
And it was my, you know, first successful Hinge story. We went out. It was going well. We were about a month in. You know, we're going on month two. Ooh, big stuff.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Big stuff. And he just had horrible timing. He's been very unlucky with timing on how we met, because my birthday was April 9th, so he got slapped with my birthday a month in, which is like, that's rough.
That's a tough spot right there.
Yeah, because it's like, between that, you know, you don't want to do nothing, but it's like, we're still getting to know each other.
Did you expect something?
No, like, not nothing. I didn't I would have expected more than nothing, but he did well. Like, we had a nice dinner. He got a very thoughtful gift. Like, he passed with flying colors.
What would have over the top been, and what would have the other way been also, like, oh, this guy's not into me at all?
I feel like over the top would have been jewelry or something, like a month. Jewelry like a month in would have been a little bit too much.
Also, you
would have
turned it down.
Oh, no, of course not.
You're going too fast, but I am going to take this.
No, I feel like too much would have been that. too little would have just maybe been nothing. Like, no, not even like an outing, like a dinner or anything like that.
Okay.
But it was good. Like, birthday went well. Very happy considering we're still getting to know each other. But now, a month later, I graduate in like 2 weeks. And, you know, this is a once in a lifetime thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I don't want to do this again. But it's, you know, the beginning of May. And obviously, over my dead body, am I going to put him in the stands of the Convocation Center at KSU with my family without me sitting next to them?
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
That's out.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a question.
Okay.
But I have a party afterwards, like a little graduation celebration at my mom's house. But it's going to be all my friends, like all my family. And I feel like I'm kind of on this back and forth. Like, do I invite him because, you know, I do like him and I'm only graduating the once? Or is this way too early for him to be meeting my mother and my grandparents? And like, that might scare him off, to be quite honest.
Okay, so the basic stats here on this are, you've been seeing each other for how long?
2 months.
Okay, and how often do you see each other each week?
Like, twice, just because we're both so busy right now.
Do you talk every day?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a pretty serious relationship.
Yeah,
we're 2 months in, okay. Mm-hmm.
So how comfortable do you feel around him? And the reason I'm asking is because I met my now husband's family about 1 month into the relationship. I traveled to upstate New York for his nephew's first birthday. His nephew is now graduating from high school. Congrats, Lucas. And then he came back to my family in Louisiana shortly after, and I got really bad food poisoning, and then he just sat there. He had to sit at the table alone with my family without me. So my point is, but we felt so comfortable that it was fine. But if we were still feeling things out a little bit, I don't think I would have done either of those.
Like, I'm pretty dang comfortable around him. Like, I haven't found a red flag with him yet. Anytime my mom's like, okay, how's it going? I'm like, I mean, he hasn't pissed me off yet, so.
There's an interesting volley going on here. So let's just say you give him the break of not going to the graduation, watching everybody else walk before you get there. But you invite him to the party afterwards, right? Your friends are going to be there. Family's going to be there. I think that's highly appropriate.
Okay.
If he says no to that,
ooh,
now we got ourselves a different question.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, because I was going to say, if I don't think you should focus on the time of it, I think you should focus on the feeling. And if you're already considering it, I think that's a good sign. That means that you probably feel good about it. But I was assuming that he brought it up or y'all spoke about it before so that you kind of got a feel if it was something he would want to do.
Yeah, and it's like I've slightly brought it up and been like, I don't want to pressure you. Obviously, if this is something that makes you uncomfortable 2 months in, because I get it, like it is fast. So I want to give him the option to get out of it. But that's a good point. If he does take the option, then we have some further questions to ask.
Because that's a defining moment also, isn't it? Yep.
Why don't you just put a little time limit on it? Be like, hey, I'm having a graduation party with family and friends. Obviously, I would love you to swing by for half an hour if you're free.
There you go. It's not nice and cash, but if he doesn't,
he might say a half hour.
Half hour is not that long. It happens later when everyone's drunk.
Yes, I'm playing.
Half hour of my family's a long time, actually.
All right, before we get out of this segment, today is her last day with us. Her internship is over. Bummer.
Fatty.
Thank you guys for everything. I mean, it's been, never did I think I would be sitting in a room with you guys on a morning radio show. I was a nursing student at the beginning of my college career, so this has been incredible, and I will never forget this. Thank you guys for everything.
You've been great.
You have been great.
I was literally on the phone with one of the managers at the radio station last night, and they were asking about you. And I'm like, hire her.
Yes.
I said, she's everything. She'll get it done. She's a go-getter. She crosses all the T's, dots all the I's, get it done. So I don't think you're going anywhere.
Thank you. I'd like to go nowhere.
This is a see you later, not a goodbye.
Yes.
All right. I can assure you. Later, then.
I can assure you, you're going nowhere in life.
Yes. I can't wait.
Show. Get it? The Burt Show.
Just now started to have the thought that I know you're going to push back on. So we just had Edwin McCain call in for our celebrity contest this week. And through the next couple of weeks, these guys are competing to see who can get the biggest celebrity on. And whoever gets the biggest celebrity based on your guys' listening votes, that will be the Burt Show member that gets the week off. I also think that as I'm altering the rules as we go along, I think there also has to be an option for nobody.
Huh?
So if the celebrities that call in, if this is the B-plusiest celebrity, of all of the celebrities that call in, would it really be worth the whole week paid vacation?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, you absolutely can't do that.
You can't do that.
You said biggest celeb, and so people are throwing their hats in the ring. It doesn't undo the work that people did.
That is true. But I think in the spirit of it, we're looking for A-listers.
I'm
we're
sorry.
Looking for don't, wow factor. This might be the pay slap.
How
right
many
now.
Number one songs have you had?
Two.
Edwin McCain's I'll Be.
Russell Wilson is not.
Look, and I don't want to insult the ones that have called in, but I do think this would be my test. If the celebrity calls in, if there were no tables available at a high-end restaurant that night, would the name be so big that the restaurant will go, we'll make space, we'll find space? I think at this point,
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, passed that with Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson would be the one on the list where I think so that they would make space.
We passed that, did right? Because now he's the litmus.
Well, he's the highest so far.
So then the rest of this conversation is
irrelevant.
Mm. Yes.
So a Super Bowl winner is not good enough.
No, I said he would be the only one at this point that would
you're
be worthy of a whole week
to get
off.
Out of giving second place $500.
At what point in this competition have we passed the point where you can change the rules? That it has to be
I'm hoping
like
that,
a trade deadline.
I'm
it has to be a point.
Someone's going to get Jay-Z to call in and Bert's going to be like, change the rules, you don't get a week off.
Well, the rules up until this point have all benefited you guys. And that is making sure that that we give something to the celebrity for you guys to call in. This one is just a week off. That's a large one. I'm hoping somebody stands out, or there's a whole bunch that stand out so much where it's, it's going to be a decision. But right now, we don't really have that.
What we should do is just throw a bunch of random celebrity names into the mix when people vote. So, like, we'll put, like, Alicia Keys in there, Russell Brand, I don't know, just a bunch of them, and just see if one of ours wins or if one of the other ones wins. And then if one
it's
of
like
ours
wins... like a trial
wins,
reel on
yes,
Instagram.
You get a week off, but if one of the fake ones wins, then you don't get it.
All right. It does sound like a stupid rule. However, I think in the spirit of this, what we're all hoping for anyway...
Is a week off.
The week has to stay.
Yeah, the week is definitely going to stand. And I think this happened when we did Who Do You Know back in the day also. It generally starts off with celebrities, and then as it gets later and it gets closer to the deadline, that's when people get desperate and really start Hail Marying for the A-listers.
This feels like if two teams were playing in the finals and then they were like, you know what, since it wasn't a great game, I don't think anybody should actually win the trophy. The game wasn't good enough, so this just ain't going to work out.
If there are two mediocre teams playing, then you just go, it's a push, nobody wins. Right, that's insulting.
What's trending now? Go! Kristen knows. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
All right, Kristen is actually out right now, so Rebecca from the youth group is filling in on the Entertainment Buzz.
Stars, they're just like us. They don't get invited to prom. But that all changed for Selena Gomez, because you guys know Selena Gomez's very fascinating-looking fiancé, Benny Blanco.
Fascinating-looking. Okay.
One way to put it.
I would not want to be called that at all.
Not at all.
Fascinating-looking. He's interesting-looking. He's fascinating.
He is like the nicest guy. I got to interview him backstage at the American Music Awards one year, and he is... like, so kind, you would want to sit on a couch and grab a drink from him and talk to him for hours. Nothing celeb about him, which is the highest compliment I could give.
Which I felt the same about Selena Gomez when we interviewed her a couple of different times. She has the same aura, man, just very, like, chill, very unaffected by her celebrity, at least in the talks I've had with her.
Having seen them both be interviewed, like, in person, I do feel like it's a perfect match, their energies, because he's a little more high energy, but not like, just Selena is like, I feel like you took a Xanax, not her. You took a Xanax listening to her. She calms you down.
No, I think he's really cool. And honestly, I don't agree with what the internet says about him. He does kind of look like the Ice Age 2 baby that like grew up and had a flourishing music career. But he did something super, super special for Selena after learning that she had never attended prom. He surprised her with a prom-themed party for his own birthday. And they rented a limo and drove to the mall and took the cheesy JCPenney prom photos, and it looks really cute.
I would love to see the photographer at JCPenney, because we all remember doing like glamour shots. Well, maybe not y'all, or the Sears photos, you know, with the weird background, Olin Mills. I would love to see the photographer's face when the receptionist comes in and is like, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are here for prom pictures. And they're like, okay, sure. And then in walks Selena Gomez. Like, would you not panic?
We have talked about this before. This is one of those superficial ways that you know your man is whooped. When you can make this suggestion, and he goes, yeah, I'll do it with you.
She didn't suggest it. Yeah.
I don't know. He suggested this on his birthday? Is that what you said?
It was for his own birthday.
No, that's different. That's different.
Amanda has been talking to me about going strawberry or apple or mango picking, whatever.
We're going to go pick some rhubarb.
And I'm just like, so like, why? Like, this is a thing that people do. And you guys have educated me. Like, it's kind of a sweet thing to do. It's good for the family. She's got a four-year-old and everything. So I sent her an Instagram that I saw the other day about best places to go strawberry picking in Georgia. And she immediately hit me back and said, man, you're whooped.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet. Dance.
All right, wait. I'm going to do an Abby impression. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Well done.
Yay.
Well done.
The Burt Show.
Okay. So if you are new to the Burt Show, when you hear that sound, I've challenged these guys to book the biggest celebrity that you can over the next 4 weeks. And whoever delivers on that, and we interview the biggest celebrity based on you guys listening, your votes, that person will get a paid week off from the Burt Show. We don't know who is calling in. We don't know which Burt Show member asked this person to call in. We're saving that information. So none of us are prepared for a celebrity interview. So we don't know who this is, and we don't know what we're going to be asking, but somebody's about to qualify to get that week off. Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
This is Bailey Littrell, straight off the American Idol Hot Press.
What's up, y'all? Bailey, what's going on? It's been a long time since we talked to you, man.
It's been a really long time, man. How are you?
Really, really good. So you were on American Idol, and that's over now?
At least my journey is on the show right now, yes. It's a great experience, great exposure, and a great journey.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't watched American Idol in a very long time, but I did see the clip. I believe it was auditioning when Pops came out with you and started to sing with you. Was there any part of you that's like, oh man, this is kind of my thing? Or were you like, it's kind of cool to have my dad out here helping me out?
I actually specifically asked everyone to not have that happen. They were like, all right, you know, we won't do anything about it. And then in the middle of the show, they threw it in there. I gave them this look like, we're going to be forced to do this. Just tried to make the best of the situation, getting through and having that moment with him, harmonizing and singing a song together. I thought it was really cool. That emotion of him being in the room with me when we got the news of the golden ticket and the Hollywood part of the episode, it was amazing.
Bailey, at what age did you know you two wanted to pursue a career in music?
My whole life I've grown up singing, but I would say it was around, you know, like the beginning of high school, I knew I really wanted to just at least give it a shot. I just wanted to do more of what Dad has been able to do, you know, at a much less level of magnitude, obviously. You know, I just always wanted to follow in Dad's footsteps when it comes to music, the way it works. I've loved writing and recording, and performing is even more fun now.
You hear a lot of stories about how actors try to talk their kids out of getting into the entertainment industry. Did your dad ever have that conversation with you, or has he always just had your back from the word go?
He never discouraged me from it at all. Like, I think he knows that I know how messed up the industry is. And he knows the things I'll face. The same with my mom, you know, but they always just said, like, you know, you've got the guts for it. You know, we just all have to have a thick skin, especially coming from, you know, the background that I come from. I get a whole lot of flack for trying music in the first place. It's going to be choppy waters for a little bit, but
keep the Littrell legacy alive.
Yeah.
I love it.
So what's next for you here after this American Idol thing? You're going to be touring. You got a new album out. What's going on there?
I'm cutting a song that I performed on the show called Hey Jesus. And it's an original I wrote. And it gained a whole lot of attention, and people are wanting me to release this song. That was pretty much the whole purpose. I tried to come on American Idol was just to sing this song that I wrote and try to bring people to the Lord in one way or the other. I got that opportunity. I record this song, get it out as fast as possible so people can have it. After that, I'm going to really get back in the studio and try to pump out an entire album here in the next year or so.
I have heard from American Idol winners and the American Idol second and third and fourth placers also. You got a contract. They basically are now in control of your career. And I have also heard American Idol participants that didn't make it into like the top five say it was a total blessing because you still have control of your own career.
Yes. You know, I agree. Some of our producers are amazing. I adore them. All of our behind the scenes people were fantastic, but it still is a system that you kind of don't want to be locked into. And it's obvious. I mean, the show, it was an amazing journey for me. I got to get on there and get my face out to a new audience and try to build some of my own fans. And that's really what happened. That show gave me that opportunity. I will always be grateful to them for the opportunities that they gave me and the positions they put me in. But at the end of the day, it's reality TV.
All right, Bailey. Hey, thank you for calling in. Tell your parents I said, hey, and you guys are always welcome in here. You know that, right?
Thank you, man, so much. I will definitely tell them you said hello.
All right, we'll see you soon.
All right, man.
All right, bye-bye. Bailey Littrell calling in, okay? Mo, who's his dad and what band?
Brian Littrell. Uh-huh. And it is definitely Backstreet Boys.
Look at that. Here's your Caucasian card.
No, thank you.
Okay. Get it? The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.